Okay, yeah, we're recording.
Here we go.
Here we go. John Sharp. I thought you big timed us and I thought you weren't going to turn up.
No, I said I was going to turn up, so of course I'm going to turn up.
Yeah, well, you're like 6 minutes late, so why were you
late?
Well,
I was snoozing.
You were snoozing, yeah. Boyle.
There's a coffee shop.
Hold that a bit closer to you.
There's a coffee shop.
Yes.
And
you're supposed to get coffee at the coffee shop.
That's where you got to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're sleeping in the are you homeless now, John?
No. I bought a croissant.
A what now?
A croissant.
Why are you saying it like that, John?
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, if you're gay.
No, if you're like cultured. Languages.
Yeah, yeah.
This is heavy holding this the whole time.
Ah, John, come on.
Seriously.
It's not that heavy. Yeah. I know, because you're used to believing it in the stand.
You can only do it 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah. We should have gotten you a stand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, you fell asleep in the cafe.
Aren't there other people to talk to?
Well, you're the guest of honour.
Oh, am I? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. What happened in the shop?
Well, I had my croissant.
Okay.
And then I fell asleep.
Okay.
In the shop?
No, outside on the...
Not the pavement.
Outside on the tables.
On the you fell asleep on the table.
Yeah. Like not on the table.
Like a cat.
Did they put a pill in the croissant for you? Sleepy girl.
Was it like
this guy's fucking annoying.
Was it like a carbohydrate spike? You ate the croissant and then it just took you out.
A croissant.
Is a croissant carbohydrates.
Yeah, isn't it? It's empty carbs.
It's all carbs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Fascinating. It's not empty.
Was this down nearby?
Nearby.
The yellow place?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, the place easy. Just by the Brockley station. Cost me £3.50 for a croissant.
Oh, I'll have
that's
a word
that's
not
that them.
Bad. It's not that
it's
good.
It's not bad, is it? In London, isn't that what you'd spend?
I'd say about £3.50, yeah.
Yeah, it's decent.
Was it a chocolate croissant?
No, just an ordinary...
See, John's of an age where he remembers when you'd get a croissant for a nickel and a dime.
Yeah.
But was it the yellow place with all the transgender people working there?
Yellow place?
Yeah, the yellow, it's called Broca, and then there's a man in a dress.
There's one called Brown's Bakery.
Yeah, oh,
Brown's
there's the yellow one and then there's the brown one, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Okay, all right. Now you got to go.
This is a bit of a slow start.
We'll get there, John. Jesus Christ. Yeah. But
how would you get anyone to listen to this?
Oh, here we fucking
Jesus
go.
God.
Coming in swinging right away. Is no, anything exciting going on?
Well, I threw my jacket out.
Okay.
You didn't throw that one out.
No.
You kept that one.
Were you destroying evidence, John?
No. There was holes.
You've got
in
an
it.
Ant on you.
Have I?
Yeah.
God.
Don't eat it, John. Jesus.
God. You shouldn't be sleeping on the floor.
Name it, John.
You do have croissant crumbs
do you?
Along there as well. Oh, that's probably what's going on. Yeah. You just brought pests into the house.
Yeah. They bed bugs. Why did you throw out your jacket?
It had holes in it.
Okay.
Well, this one's all frayed.
Yeah, but that's deliberately
I'm afraid that we're not going to be able to hear your voice if you don't hold the mic
right.
close
yeah,
to
yeah.
your mouth. Your jeans are all dirty. What's going on there?
It's not dirty.
Well, he just sleeps where he is.
Well, a little bit.
Well, slightly. Well, you can talk.
Well, it was.
You're not exactly... You haven't ironed your shirt.
Oh.
I don't have an iron. I have an iron deficiency, John.
An iron
Come
deficiency.
On, you can keep that. No, I do have an iron
is
over
George
there.
Sort of...
Don't have a go at George now.
Yeah, why are you having a go at me,
leave
John?
George out of it.
What have I done?
Nothing, George.
Okay.
The story of your life.
Oh, my God.
John, if you keep on having a go at me, I'll leave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
No, it's not good news, John.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're very cunty over text, John. I have to point that out. You're very curse.
Well, in person, too.
You're very, like, fucking... I don't know, like, you're very abrupt, like...
Kurt Cobain.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain over here, yeah. You are, you're, it's like very... Maybe you're just very to the point,
to
you
the
know?
Point. Yeah.
Well, I saw that you said some very homophobic things to Rob.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah.
Homophobic things did you say to Rob?
Oh, you wait till you see this. This is...
I mean, you're so, probably from a time where it was perfectly acceptable to go and beat up, like just go homosexuals, and seek out, yeah, and beat up.
I said, what did I say again? I said, Mr. Sharp, would you like to do the podcast again? I said, who would be doing it? And I said, Hamish and George. And he said, no thanks.
Oh, wait, why do you say no thanks when you find out it's me and Hamish?
I think it might have been a bit. Then I said, you don't like them? And he said, no, I like them. I don't approve of gay ginger Irishmen. Being gay is bad enough. Ginger is pushing it, but Irish is too much. Potato, potato, Irish famine. But thanks for asking. Yeah. But that's totally, that's not, yeah, that's fine though, you know? Yeah. So what else is going on?
I didn't
on?
Think you would broadcast that on...
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to bleep that out?
Yeah, this is national.
Yeah, this is national.
All over the UK. We haven't got outside the UK yet.
No,
yet.
We're in a lot of countries. There's we got like someone in Japan.
No, it's just a national broadcast there.
It is a national broadcast. We're live at the moment.
What's your actual numbers?
I'm gonna say it's not 6 million anyways. Okay, sorry. Okay, come on, John.
Why come on, John?
No, I'm just, it's just whatever, but I think it's
that's how the podcast is gonna end.
Yeah, I it's about we're gonna come on you, John. That was the joke Hamish
come
made
on, John.
Would you be up for that?
I can't afford the dry cleaning.
Oh God! What was I going to say? How
Why
many people
not scratching your bollocks while you're talking?
My bollocks.
Yeah.
I'm not. Why not scratch my bollocks?
Well, you have your hand on your bollocks.
Just keep your hands away from it. We've got about 400 people.
400 people.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, probably.
It's more than that, isn't it?
What?
No,
it's about 400.
Okay. And they pay?
35 of them pay.
Fuck, idiots.
Yeah. John, there are loyal listeners. You can't be calling
loyal,
them idiots.
Loyal listeners.
Yeah, but it's more than your 15.
Yeah.
You have a podcast, John, with 15 followers?
No.
That's how many audience members he sees a week.
That you berate. No, we've got one guy in Japan.
Berate? That's a big word for you, isn't it?
That's only six letters. But, the no, we've got one
idiots
guy in Japan.
Five. Yeah.
Huh?
Idiots, five.
No, it's six.
Three syllables, though.
Yeah.
That's
five.
What? Idiots.
No, okay. Idiot.
You say idiots, five.
I said idiots, five.
As in, like, apostrophe S, like...
But then that's I-D-I-O-T-S. That's six letters.
Okay.
No, idiot is five. That's what I said.
You'd know. sorry, John. Okay. Do you have any stories, John? Any opinions?
Opinions?
Yeah. What do you think about what's going on in
Iran?
I don't have an opinion on that.
That's a lie, John.
No, I don't.
I've seen your Facebook posts.
I don't have.
No, you don't. You don't have. No. What do you have opinions on, John, apart from croissants? I know you got something going on up there. No opinions? Oh.
Wasn't you in the IDF, John?
What's the IDF?
The Israeli Defense League.
No.
No, the...
A fight.
Idiot Defamation Front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The... No, you got to have opinions on something. What about immigration or...
No.
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 Transgender people. What do you have?
Do you need another nap?
Probably.
John, you take a nap. Take a nap there, John. I'm going to wake you up in 10 minutes. You can go on the bed if you want. Are you regretting this, John? Are you regretting agreeing to this?
No, well, not really. It's good for me profile.
It is good for your profile. Yeah.
Any big gigs lately, John? I had a big gig.
You just asked me any big gigs.
Well, let him go first, then, yes, and then you'll go.
Yeah, John, you haven't fucking said anything for the last 10 minutes.
You go first.
What was your big
gig? I was talking about Soho the other day. That was crazy, right?
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that.
That was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
What happened?
So we're doing Soho. We got fucking six people in the audience.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's fucking...
nine comedians in the lineup.
Yep, comedians, six fucking audience members. We got fucking... We got six 19-year-old black boys.
Whoop.
Okay? So they're
On paper, it sounds great.
Yeah? We got six, and then one autistic woman.
This is the comedians or the
this
audience?
This is the audience.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like six kids in hoodies.
Because I'm pretty sure that I've seen lineups that are like that. I've seen that exact lineup at Soho.
Seen that exact lineup down at the police station.
Yeah, that.
That's a good one, John, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so we had them, and then we fucking... so we thought, well, this is going to be a bad show, but we'll just get onto it. So we had Josh opening.
Yes.
Josh doesn't do anything to pre-warn the audience about like,
who's
not
Josh?
Josh Whedon. Do you remember Josh?
Oh, yeah.
The little Twinkie boy.
Yeah.
And then so Ollie goes on.
Mm-hmm.
He does about 10 minutes. I go out in 9 minutes, right? And he's just screaming at the audience. Ollie Rehart is.
Rehart, he's kind of having a go at him. Yeah,
he's having a go at him, yeah. And then the autistic girl would run out.
Yeah, and I'm sitting outside on the steps.
Yeah, and she runs out crying, the autistic girl, right?
And then she sits behind me.
Yeah.
Because she wants me to like ask her if she's okay or whatever. Because she's... No, because well, she came in, first of all, and the lads were like, oh, just be aware.
We came into the green room.
No. She got barked off the street, right?
Okay.
By Oggy.
Oggy.
Sounds like a good boy.
And he was like, oh, there's a woman here. She seems difficult. Now, John, in my book, all women are difficult. But
absolutely.
We'll put a pin in that.
She's asking for a strawberry daiquiri.
She's asking for a strawberry daiquiri. Women these days.
As in for free?
No.
She was asking for cocktails. She's like, can you do a strawberry daiquiri? Can you do a fucking sex on the beach? And the fucking Nepalese guy behind the bar who can't speak English. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll give you a Peroni.
Yeah.
But
well, I feel like you should be able to ask for a drink like that in a Soho bar.
Yeah, you're right. But the way she was doing it was so aggressive and weird. And also, when they say no, you just go, oh, okay, just move on. She had like all these recipes on her phone.
Yeah.
She's like, do it to the guy who can't read English. Like, what about this one? What about this one?
So then she comes out and she sits behind me and she's crying. And then a girl from the audience who didn't know her comes out and she's like, you okay? And she's like, because the girl was just heckling the whole time. She was giving him feedback, John. Feedback. And I'm trying to wake you up. But we might have to give you a tickle to wake you up.
Mm.
But anyway. Yeah, because she was like, she gave Ollie feedback, didn't she?
She was critiquing his acts.
She was like, oh, you're a lot funnier when you're not reading off your notepad or whatever. And he's like, well, I'm trying new material.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she comes out and then she starts crying. She's like, I can't help it. I'm autistic.
And he's like, and the six black boys are just going, oh, shit, man.
Yeah. And Ollie was obviously doing the when he blends in, what's that?
Masking. Yeah, so he started rapping.
He put on blackface.
He put on blackface. You ever done blackface, John?
No.
Okay, so anyway, the
Was that a gig?
What?
Is that a gig?
Is that a gig?
Yeah. Yeah. I think
it's
so.
Junior Booker runs a night called Blackface.
Yeah. But what was I gonna say? We should do a podcast, right, where we don't record the video. But we all do blackface.
That'd be good.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was I going to say? So then she comes in, she's like, I can't help it. I have autism, which I don't understand.
It's an excuse.
It's an excuse for shitty behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway, she goes back in and then Rehart, you go on stage.
Yeah, the only time it's an excuse is if the person is so autistic that they can't express that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a catch-22.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if you can express, I have autism, so I'm not good in social situations, then you know enough to know what you're doing is not acceptable.
Yes. Mm.
But if you're just like, ah!
Yeah.
Then, like,
yeah.
John's dead now. If you just start masturbating, that should be enough.
Yeah, exactly. If you can't chew your food, then.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, no, come on in. And then she was like, it's not my fault he's a shit comedian. And I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, there you go. Fucking, you're not.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And then she brought him in. He's like, I was just trying to have fun. Brings her into the room or whatever. You go on stage for what? About
15 seconds. I just go on stage and it's just like, there's just black guys just running around the room now. They're just fucking.
George got on stage, saw the black guys and got off.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Yeah, they were running around.
And then Banff went on stage and
they. Why were they running around?
They were just losing their minds, John. They were just an unruly mob.
Yeah.
Mm.
As said, they didn't have the fathers to teach them differently.
Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'll bleep that name.
Yep.
But, yeah, they were running around crawling on the
bleep fathers.
What? But,
so hot.
This is
hot.
Constant, isn't it?
What?
Constant.
Do you want to have a break?
Do you want to have a break?
No. I was just sort of saying that the verbals are constant.
What do you mean?
Well, it's constant noise. It's constant chatter.
Noise. Well, we yeah,
it's a podcast.
Yeah, we can't podcast. Quiet. It'd be crazy if we all stopped talking for 5 minutes.
It would be very weird.
Do you think that we should have like more moments of like reflection?
No.
What, you've been holding mirrors?
Oh, that's fucking good.
Let that sit.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
We didn't give John his due for that. Do you have autism, John?
No.
But do you know anyone with autism?
Yes.
Who do you know who has autism?
Oh, I know people.
Who do you think is the most autistic in this room?
No idea.
Who do you think is the gayest in this room?
No idea.
Well, you know Rob has sex with men.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He's right. Never seen it.
Right, yeah, true.
Yeah. I have a funny gig story. Do you want to hear it, John?
Well, I'm going to, aren't I?
I mean, yeah. So, Mike Rice.
Yeah.
Did Vicar Street, big venue in Dublin, right?
Yeah.
So, I go back to, because it's his big dream show, right? Yeah. And it's his big, so I go back, but I'm not opening for him. I'm just there to support, you know what I mean? Because it's
You're not dream. On the bill?
No, I'm not on the bill, no. Because it's his big dream.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like that was his goal, was to do Vicar Street. Like what would be your comedic goal?
To get on George's, to get... 21 Soho again. I've messaged several times and he hasn't replied.
Is that why he came today? That
would be my dream, yeah.
I booked you, John.
Once, but I've asked again.
Yeah, it's a rotation system.
How did that spot go?
You went over.
No, I did 5 minutes.
Yeah, you did six. Yeah,
you were supposed to do three.
Yeah.
Laugh Bunker's on tonight. Will you throw John a bone?
No, John.
I've got things to do.
Oh, yeah? You'll see a man about a dog?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't offend me on Facebook when everyone was attacking 21 Soho in the forum. Do you remember that?
When did this happen?
No.
Oh, we got criticised by the comedy community for running a bringer show.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were upset about that. But a lot of people who don't gig in London.
They're all fucking loose. Anyone who comments on that fucking...
Well, it's because they only get booked for bringer... All these comedians, they only get booked for bringer shows.
Yeah.
When the opportunity arises where it is a bringer show, which is for new comics, we're just trying to fit out our room on a Tuesday so we can have an audience.
Yeah.
So then we was doing it for a little while like that.
Yeah.
But they were all commenting like, you shouldn't run bringer shows, be exploitive.
This is a while ago.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but you're fucking... Just because you don't get booked anywhere else.
But
yeah.
There are lots of bringer shows.
Yeah, every...
So whenever there's a new one, they just attack it.
Yeah, because like
Comedy Bandits is one. That's why I did that last night. That's a bringer.
Who did you bring?
It's for fucking idiots.
Right.
Yeah. No.
I think the only thing you should bring to a gig is your A game.
It won the Chortle Small Club Comedy Bandits.
Is that because it's the smallest size-wise?
No, it just...
So they measure the circumference?
Ask them.
They won't book me, John.
Really?
I think I went there once and I made a rape joke and they were like, we don't do that here.
I had a meltdown.
I pointed at the bandit sign and it looks like an Asian man because the eyes are kind of like...
They're slinty.
And you got on without a bringer?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, like established comedians get to do...
I had to bring someone to Mike's gig, Vicar Street. It's the only way I could get in. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big bringer show.
Big bringer show, yeah. But he was struggling to sell tickets, you know. So anyway,
was he?
No. But I go anyway.
But you brought someone with you?
No, I didn't bring someone with me.
But you were lying?
I was lying, yeah.
You were lying.
I lie a lot, John.
Yeah, I believe it. Down, maybe.
Huh?
Down.
Lying down?
Yeah, mainly.
So you had a snooze down at the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's, you're in no position to be talking about people lying down.
I've taken a black lover, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was back in Dublin for this gig, right?
Yeah.
So his openers are he has two openers, Brian Gallagher and Vittorio Angeloni, right? And at the end of the big gig,
I've seen Vittorio.
Vittorio, on
a video.
Yes,
he's quite funny.
He's a funny man.
Yeah,
but so it's 1,000-seater, right?
Oh right.
Yeah, very fancy, very big. Maybe over 1,000, right? It's a big theater, right? And he does a speech at the end, like, thanks, this is my dream or whatever. And we're all at the side of the stage behind the curtain, right? And I'm addressing the story to you because I feel like if I don't talk to you directly, you're just going to fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're all at the side of the curtain. So, it's like me, Vittorio, Brian Gallagher, James Milam, because he flew over to shoot the...
Wow.
Shoot the vlog, or whatever you want to call it. And Mike's on stage, and he goes, all right, lads, come on out onto the stage to get a photograph, right? Because that's what they do. They get the opener square on stage. And they get a photograph with the audience or whatever. So I'm standing there behind the curtain because I didn't open, so I'm not really supposed to go out, you know? Yeah. But then the producer of Mike and Vittorio's podcast, he's like, no, go on out there. He'd want you out there. And I was like, no, I don't know. He would have said, you know? Yeah. He would have said if he wanted me out on the stage for the photograph. He's like, no, no, no. And he kind of pushed me out onto the stage. I go about 2 meters out onto the stage. And I'm kind of, and the stage is long, so they're kind of like on the other end of the stage. And I'm kind of just there clapping. And then like half the room is like looking at me. Like,
have you got, have you got to the punchline yet?
You're such a cunt. Let him finish the
story. Yeah. I was, I was, don't worry, I was infused. I was infused.
The story hasn't taken off. But anyway, I'm standing there and I'm clapping and I'm like, I shouldn't be out here, you know?
Right.
So I turn to go back in to the side stage and the guy's like, no, 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 go out. So I walk a little bit further out onto the stage.
So you put more attention to yourself.
Yeah, I walked a little bit further out onto the stage. And instead of going all the way in and joining the photograph, I went, I like Homer Simpson reversed back in behind the curtains. And loads of people afterwards were like, what was that? Why did you walk out onto the stage and then not join them for the photograph?
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I wanted to fucking kill myself.
I wouldn't have, yeah.
Oh, I would have, you got like a hard no. You got to commit to either option, buddy.
I got caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
Because it was like, everyone's like, woo! And then I went out, they were like at one end of the stage, I got about halfway and I'm clapping.
Yeah.
And then I just
Lack of self-worth.
It's a lack of self-worth. But then he said, you should have just committed if you just went over.
Did you ask Mike afterwards?
I explained it to Mike and he was like, oh yeah, yeah, you should have come out.
Yeah. No one would care. He's your buddy.
Yeah, can you imagine if he turned to you while you're there? What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, shoot. Hey, get back. So, well, I just didn't want to be that guy that like invited himself.
Yeah.
Out on stage.
But you kind of got bullied into it by the guy.
I did, and then I'm like, was he pulling a nasty prank on me? You know what I mean?
He was probably trying to be nice, and then you ruined it, unfortunately.
He's probably trying to be, if I just committed and I walked across the stage,
yeah,
then it would have been fine.
Yeah.
What do you think, John?
I don't think.
Tell us something we don't know. But Hamish has had enough. He's gone.
No, I'm just paranoid about this because I'm still I'm just making sure it's all good.
Jesus, John.
Cover your fucking mouth, Jesus. It's just rude, John.
Oh, right. Apologies.
It's fine.
It's the.
You know, meningitis is back.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's running around the comedy circuit.
Yeah.
But apparently.
Oh, it's around the comedy circuit.
Yeah, people in the comedy circuit have it. But apparently, you can't get meningitis when you hit a certain age.
Robin Hood meningitis.
Oh, you did have the microphone. Say it again.
Robin Hood meningitis.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, because it's men in tights.
Men in tights, yeah. That's gold.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can't get it if you hit a certain age. So if you hit...
So John's safe.
John, you're well safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was an outbreak in Kent.
Yeah?
Yeah, students. Yeah. University.
Is it because people are not taking their vaccines?
I think so, yeah. Perhaps. I had meningitis as a baby.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. It almost killed me, John. Yeah. It basically, I was really hot. I was like beat red.
You still are. You still are.
Thanks, John. Thanks, John. But I was like bright red.
Yeah.
And they put me in an ice bath to cool me off. When they put me in the bath, steam came off the bath.
No.
That's how hot it was. And they brought me into hospital and they were like, oh yeah, this kid's about to be cooked. You know?
Jesus Christ.
How old were you?
Oh, I was only like a few months old.
Is that why you got the red hair?
Because I got the red hair.
Yeah.
You just turned like a lobster.
Like a lobster, pretty much. Yeah. And they had to like pick me out of the tank. But I am. Maybe
your skin was clear, which is it turned to like that cooked meat.
Yeah. I think it might have cooked my brains a little bit. Like that might be why I'm gay and a bit retarded or whatever.
Interesting.
But what do you think about the use of the word retarded? Are you pro or? I don't want to use a word and make you uncomfortable.
I'm against.
You're against.
I said it on stage the other day, because I had written a new tag for like an old bit, and as I was halfway through the bit, I realized it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so before I got to it, I just bailed on it, and I just go, "Oh, I'm a fucking retard."
Nice.
And I go, "Sorry if they're running in." And then
that must have gotten a laugh, right?
And then it got a laugh, but there was one woman who kept going, like, and she'd like looking around and going, "Oh,
yeah."
And I go, "I guess there is one in."
Yeah. That work.
Yeah, yeah, got a laugh. Yeah. Maybe I should post it. I did film it.
That's good. That's yeah. gold.
I got a strike on TikTok for saying retard, so you got to be careful.
Well, right.
I got retard as a punchline. Retard's back.
I think you keep moving out of frame. Sorry. I'm just keep thinking about the camera. I think we're going to have to reset up this room that makes more sense for the camera. Cause it's
okay,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We're too stuck. Anyway, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah. I know I did say it once on stage. I just went, I let it slip. I just went, that's fucking retarded.
Mm.
But if you say it as if some, I quote with Donald Trump on stage, like Donald Trump calls the governor of Minnesota retarded. And if you say it, that's fine, because then you're like, this guy said it.
I quoted my boss once when he called me the N-word, and I said the N-word on stage, and that didn't go down well.
But John's done that as well, haven't you?
Wait, so this is a different time you said N-word?
No, I've done it twice.
John, come on. You said the N-word on stage.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that.
I can't remember.
You can remember. Don't be pleading the fifth now, John. This is a safe space.
Yeah.
We've said the N-word on this
podcast. Oh, very good. Very good. Glad to hear it.
What?
That you've said the M word on this podcast.
Well, on the Patreon, sign up to the Patreon. Right. But no, I have heard that you did say it on.
Is it unbleeped on the Patreon?
Huh?
Is it unbleeped on the Patreon?
No, oh, no. But that's contradicts what I've heard that you've said. Right. You don't remember.
We've actually come here today to confront you about it.
Yeah,
we're coming here to confront you about the time you said the N-word.
We're going to bring out a black man and you're going to apologise to him.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, speaking of apologies,
do you owe me an apology for fucking inviting me to this fucking nightmare?
Yeah, I do apologise. What do you think's going to happen, John, when you come onto a podcast? Okay. So
he's just an obstacle at this point.
Yeah.
But speaking of apologies,
can we look? There's, I know there's something that you said you don't want to talk about.
Oh no!
See, we're talking about that Hamish wants to apologize for calling you a pedophile.
I don't want to apologize. I want to talk about.
Would you like an apology for that?
No,
I've already apologized.
Yeah.
Okay,
but do you want to talk about it?
No.
What? That he called you a pedophile on stage. You really did not like that, did you?
Huh?
You didn't like that he called you a pedophile on stage.
I voiced my opinion at the time.
Yeah.
But then you also didn't forgive me when I apologised.
Well, I'm not going there, but I didn't think it was a real apology.
It wasn't genuine?
I was very genuine.
Well, I didn't think so.
Do you remember how I said it?
Nope.
It didn't seem genuine. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have brought that up. But,
sorry.
No. I brought it up.
Yeah.
What if he apologizes now and it's more?
I'm not bothered.
Okay. All right. See, I thought that you were, because when I initially asked you to do the pod and you said, who's going to be there? I said, Hamish. And you were like, I'm not interested. And I was like,
fair enough.
Yeah. So, people think Netanyahu's dead. Have you heard about this? No. You have heard about this. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's that? What's going on with that?
Well, so they've released.
I've stopped engaging with the news. I'm taking a break from it. But I'd like to hear secondhand from you, because
we'll mess it up and
it fun.
He got reported to be dead by the Iranian government. They tweeted out.
Yeah.
And then the Israeli government responded by showing a video of Netanyahu in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Being all Jewish.
Yeah.
And then he
didn't leave a tip.
Didn't leave a tip.
Yeah.
And then. Everyone was claiming it was
haggling.
Yeah. It's $2 for a croissant. That's too much.
Oh, croissant.
Ah, it's a callback, John.
Callback.
And but then everyone was saying it's AI generate the video, right?
Yeah.
And I was watching the video, like they slow down the finger movements, and like a finger movement looks weird.
It could be an old video.
He picks up a cup.
Yeah.
And then the cup. The top of the liquid, like it breaches. It looks like it goes over, but it looks like fake.
Yeah,
the way that it goes.
And the logo on the cup changes.
The logo on the cup changes.
The entire logo.
Yeah, it's AI.
It was a swastika, but it's slightly flickered.
And then he said, "We are committing a genocide." In Gaza. Yeah. So that's how you know it's not real.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then also his son observed Shiva. You know what Shiva is, John?
Shiva me timbers.
No.
Shiva,
dude, it's so
John,
hot in here. I think his brain is cooked. It's like it's like a boiled egg in there. Like it just.
All right. It is. I mean, I am sweating like a pedophile in a playground. But I am. You ever heard of that old adage?
No.
So anyway, so anyway, God, we're only at 30 minutes.
You should never laugh at your own jokes.
You laughed at your own jokes the entire start of the podcast.
You said we should have more reflection, and then you said, yeah, look at ourselves in a mirror.
Yeah, you laughed like a little schoolgirl.
In fact, I've never seen you laugh chuckled. More than when you laugh at your own jokes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. It's almost like we just have a John Sharp soundboard with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We say something, and we just press the button, and he goes, all right. Fair enough. Okay. But,
I have a limited vocabulary.
No, you don't, John. Yeah. When you're on stage, you're a poet.
Ah, right. Thank you.
Yeah, emphasis on P-O. I don't know.
No, don't. No.
Poet.
Poet. But, yeah, his son observed Shiva.
What's Shiva?
Shiva meet him.
Yeah.
Bring some energy back.
Bring some energy back in the room. Here we go. But, It's what Jews do when they're mourning someone.
Oh, okay.
It's where they don't do anything for 7 days.
Oh.
And his son disappeared off social
media. Have you been doing that? Have you been observing Shiva?
No.
Is that why you're not doing anything?
Is that why you're not participating in this podcast?
I am.
You are just, you're doing the bare minimum.
Well, I'm not getting paid for this, am I?
Bear with me.
That's fair.
Did
you bring any props with you?
Hmm?
Did you bring any props with you?
No. But I was.
Do you want to be paid? Will you pick it up if we?
I was thinking of. I've got this idea. I was going to bring a watering can.
Okay.
Yeah. A green watering can.
Okay.
That I have at home.
Okay.
Because this watering can.
Because you want the podcast to grow.
No.
Yeah.
This watering can does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Watering,
yeah,
can
rice.
It says watering can on the.
Are you sure it's not a watering can't?
No. Watering.
Watering can you write about
watering?
Similar, not to be confused with a drooling cunt.
Watering can.
Yeah, like Genghis. Any relation to Genghis Khan?
No. Watering can.
Okay. Yeah, no, because you say it does what it says on the tin.
Yeah. So watering,
like Ron Seal,
it can water.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
Very good.
Yeah.
What other new bits have you been or bent
that
around?
That is my new bit.
Are you still doing the camp? Yeah, have you heard his camper van joke?
No, it's the camper van joke.
This is fucking great.
You like the camper van?
I love the
camper
van.
No, I don't want to put my jokes out on.
That's fair enough.
Social media,
in case someone sees them.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. Would I tell them the Ugu joke?
Yeah, tell them the Ugu joke. It's a good joke.
This is a good joke. Gilbert Gottfried's joke, right? I shouldn't be doing other people's bits on the...
We've got to do something.
That's right.
We got to do something, right?
We credited him.
Go for it.
We did credit him. So, you know Gilbert Gottfried's?
Yeah, he's dead.
He died.
He is dead.
You should do cameos. You should do cameos.
It'd just be you just staring at the camera on. Okay. You know?
Like a short-sighted owl.
What?
Staring at the camera like a short-sighted owl.
Who?
Very good. It's just a matter of fitting that in.
That's
what she said.
What is an owl's favorite band? The Who.
Hey.
Oh,
very good.
You can have that, John.
Did you just come up with that?
I just came up with that, yeah.
Very good.
I said this on stage last night.
Yeah,
what's
a child's least favorite band? The Who, because they were pedophiles, weren't they? One of them was. I don't know.
The bass player was a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Played the bass, John. No, sorry, John.
Oh, so that's funny?
That's funny.
What the fuck, John?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go on, get some water into you there. That's like a watering can for a human.
Yeah.
Write that down. But I so this joke, Gilbert Gottfried, right?
Yeah.
So
this isn't the aristocrats.
No, it's not the aristocrats joke. No, it's better than the aristocrats joke.
The 9/11 one.
No, not the 9/11 one. So these two Christian missionaries, right?
They're on a Christian mission.
Christian Impossible. But they go in. They go in anyway. We're having fun, right?
I reckon
this wasn't a waste of time. We're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Our podcast, our first episode, when it was just you and George.
Yep.
It's our most listened to episodes.
Is it?
And people to this day are like,
get John back on.
Get John back on. And they're like, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, two Christian missionaries, they go into the Amazon, right, to convert a tribe to Christianity, right? So they go in anyway, and this is a big no-no. Like, the tribe doesn't like this, so they
capture.
That's
what the chief was known to.
Chief no-no?
Big no-no.
big no-no. But, so yeah, the chief's like, they capture the two Christian missionaries, right? And they're like, you have trespassed on native land or whatever. And they're like, you must be punished. So they get the two Christian missionaries and they string them up or whatever. And they go, so you have two choices for punishment, right? They say, death or Ugu, right? So they send it to the first Christian missionary and he goes, Ugu. Ugu, I don't want to die. Ugu. You paint it? John, yeah. Over here. But I, he goes, Ugu. And then they go, Ugu it is. So they get the Christian missionary, right? They strip him down naked, right? All the male members of the tribe, they just start raping him, right? They just start fucking coming in his mouth and they just start coming in his ass. And there's like hundreds of tribesmen, so there's so much cum going into him, right? And they get the village dogs, right? And they go, they get the dogs to rape him as well. And he's just caught, and they all just bukkake him or whatever. And they're shoving like fruit up his arse, and they get like, you know, the animals in the tribe to come over and like eat the fruit out of his arse. And then the animals are raping him. Everyone's raping him. Coming on his face. What else did they do? They just,
the little boys came over.
The little boys came over and started pissing on him.
And was this on TV?
This was, this was all captured on camera, John. And so they, and then they get the animals to shit on him. And there's just a big bukkake, like all sorts of horrible shit. Yeah, they get the little boys to come out. They get the old women of the tribe to come out and like shit in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And they say, and then they let him go, right? So then they say to the second missionary, they go, so what will it be for you? Death or Ugu? And he goes, oh, death. I choose death. And they go, death it is, but first Ugu. That's good, isn't it? Yeah, that builds some airtime. What else? I wrote some notes down here. No, we covered it all. But I am. We covered it all, yeah.
Just like Ugu.
Yeah, there's one more thing. There's one more thing, John.
Yeah.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Did you observe St. Patrick's Day?
No.
No. Thought so. But
what time are we at?
We're at 15 minutes.
No,
it's 37 minutes. But I am...
We're at 37 minutes?
Yeah, what do you think?
And so what's the normal... what's the usual...
45, right?
An hour and 20.
We usually go for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you good for another hour, John?
Should we do the Patreon without him?
Well, maybe, yeah. We'll wrap it up now in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, can you
can you survive 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing this evening?
I'm going to an art exhibition.
So anyway, who's the artist?
Beatrice Gonzalez.
Oh, she sounds hot.
She's Colombian.
My point stands.
Right.
So it was St. Patrick's Day. I know it's on St. Patrick's Day. Everyone was saying to me like, "Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day."
Right.
Like, you know when you say to a Muslim, like, oh,
happy Ramadan.
Salamu alaikum.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, alaikum as-salam.
Yeah.
I think, anyway, fuck that joke. But I was going to say that we have to say that back to when anyone wishes us a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
We have to, I think my camera's about to be delivered. I hope it gets delivered so I get 30 seconds just to a break from this podcast. So I can kind of go out into the hall, gather myself. And then come back in.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway.
Gather yourself up.
Yes.
Yeah.
My rectum has fallen out. So I have to go stuff it back in.
Prolapse.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, are you not warm, John, in your jacket?
Up to a point.
Excellent stuff. But I am. So there was a Paddy's Day.
Literally the least interesting answer you could have gave there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like he's doing a performance piece of how to be the most miserable cunt on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this an act? Is this a bit that you're doing?
No.
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 Oh my God. Do you hate us, John?
No.
Okay.
How do you feel about us as individuals?
What do you want to get at? What do you want to get, like, genuinely, what do you want to get out of doing comedy? Is it just, are you happy to just the way things are? You're just staying at doing the open mics and...
Well, if people would put me on bigger gigs, I'd go on bigger gigs.
Well, no, you have to
you have to be reliable.
Like, yeah, you have to be good enough for that.
Oh, right.
Because you tend to go on and you just go, you fucking cunts. And then I think that's when you're at your best, is when you go, you just have, I would say a meltdown, but that's a strong word. I think that it's controlled chaos, I think.
Oh, right.
Do you not think so?
What? Okay. No, I mean, I do what I do.
Yeah.
But there's much more to it than people care to realise.
What's there to it?
It's an understated act. So I think there's, I think a lot about what I'm doing. So.
In what? Can you care to expand?
What? Like a hot air balloon.
Very good, John. I was thinking that, but I said I'll let you take it.
Cheers.
Can you hold that a bit closer to? I don't want the audience missing a second of what you're saying. Right. But George has checked out.
Checked out.
Checked out.
No, that's why I'm trying to, like, I think we're getting somewhere.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
He was getting a little bit, like, introspective. Touchy. Yeah, yeah.
So, expand.
About what?
About your act.
About your act.
How is it understated? What are people not getting about your act?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think about my act?
Let's, huh?
I mean, you know.
What the, John, your camper van?
Huh?
Can I hear the camper van bit?
Nah.
Can I do your camper van bit?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
So you said, I bought a van the other day.
Yeah.
But it wasn't gay enough. So I went back and I got a camper van.
I didn't like the colour.
Okay. Are we still talking about the van?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't like the colour.
Yeah.
It wasn't gay enough for me.
Yeah. So you went back and you got a camper van.
Yeah.
And then you picked up a young boy and you fucked him in the back.
Right.
Sorry.
Why is that funny when I did it? Why did you take it so personally when I did it? But when he makes a pedophile joke, you laugh
it's,
it off.
You know, where it's...
We're pals.
We're in a safe space. But yeah. On stage, there's an audience, you know?
There's hundreds of people watching.
And they might think, maybe he is a pedophile. Mm. And then, you know what I mean?
That'd be really bad.
Yeah.
Is that why, John?
Oh, don't know.
Doth protest too much, as they say. Don't, the lady.
That was very disrespectful, the way you didn't actually look at me. You kind of just gave me a cursory glance. And
well, fair enough.
How do you feel about Hamish as a person?
I mean, we may as well get into it.
Yeah, we might as well, John. We got to fill airtime.
No.
Yeah, what do you think about my act? I know you've said I'm boring.
No. Yours is a good act, but I think you should be. I don't think it entirely suits you. So yeah.
What do you mean?
I think when you started off, I think it was a better act.
What? I think you might have thought I was a different person.
No,
I think there's a knock at the door there. I'm just gonna.
No, don't go. Don't
nope.
go.
Okay.
Don't go.
And was that the end of the critique?
Yeah.
Are you allergic to microphones? Hold it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, you're grand. Do you think we should wrap it up?
Yeah, I want to wrap it up.
Okay, can I tell you one more story?
Yeah, go on.
And it should bring us up to 45 minutes.
Right.
Here we go. So it was St. Patrick's Day. Right. And there was a parade in a small village in Ireland.
Yeah.
Right? And one of the floats in the parade was the Epstein files. Right? So the Epstein files on the front. And on the back of the parade, they had a guy dressed up as Trump, a guy dressed up as Prince Andrew, and they were simulating raping a young woman on the back of the float. They had a mattress and they were like, right, it was a guy in a wig dressed up as a young girl, but they were like trying to hold him down and whatever, and then police came in, they're like and they pulled him off him and they threw him in a jail, and a lot of people are saying that was distasteful. Would you agree?
I'd have to be there.
I can send you a video of it
if you want.
Okay, all right, well, we
the only time it got interesting, you wanted to leave. We could have kept going into that.
No, that was a bit.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing a bit.
Oh, that's why I stopped. I would have
Oh, do you want to keep going down that path?
Well, no, we're wrapping it up, aren't we?
No. We can go. It's only four. It up. You don't want to. Do you want to go into the area we were going into? When?
No.
So he didn't want to go there either. So
there you go.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say?
This has been a final thoughts for the Chief Cast episode.
Final thoughts.
Yes. Thanks for watching, guys. It's been great.
John.
Yeah, this has been great. This has been fun to watch from the sidelines, you know.
Yeah.
But I've had fun. I'm glad to be here. It's been great. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the people are going to enjoy this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
It's been funny in a very awkward way.
Right.
Hamish, any final words?
Mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy. Yeah.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more. I think we could have gone with John. I think we could have really
gotten into the weeds.
Yeah, but
do you want to get into the weeds?
Nope.
What did you want to talk to John about?
Oh, there was a few things.
What else?
We could have got into like why he was so upset.
Oh no, he doesn't want. Don't mention.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No.
But I mean, to me, that's the most interesting thing.
You don't want to talk about it.
No.
And then there's one other interesting.
What was the other interesting
thing? Well, we can't bring it up.
Oh yeah, no, we won't.
I mean, it's the most interesting thing about it, but
yeah. But
why would we want to hear about that?
Right. So we'll end this, will we?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've been saying that for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We will officially.
I'm gonna end my life soon if you don't end it. So can we please?
Yeah. John,
this episode is what I feel like life feels like. Like it kind of it's awkward for a lot of it, and then the end just drags on.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you keep thinking, oh, it's finally over.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Just,
imagine if we managed to drag this out for another hour. That'd be hilarious.
Just doing this.
Yeah. Because the start, it was peppy and stuff, and you know,
I need to get some fucking air.
We'll get some air. So anyway, that was John Sharp. Subscribe to the Patreon, €3.50 a month. You want to subscribe, John? Do you have any final words?
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming, John. Yeah,
thank you. You
came all the way from Whitechapel.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was John Sharp. Everybody. Right,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.